Hoy achiv, hoy achos, igbiru. And the Medrash tells us powerfully that they hugged and together atiyatsa nishmasam binishima. Very, very powerful kina just on its face. But I believe I heard this many years ago in the name of Rav Yashiv, that this is a metaphor, and a powerful metaphor at that, of the sinas chinam, which plagued the generation and continues to plague us. You have people who are really a brother and a sister, but unfortunately, because of the darkness of the night, they stay in their corners, they stay far away. They don't want to have anything to do with each other because they think to be with each other would be to lower themselves, to contaminate themselves. And it's only in the dawn of a new day, in the light of a new day, when they realize that this person who they were so scared of, this person who they were so distant from, was none other than their own brother or sister. And that's a very powerful metaphor for the shtuyot and the kleinikait, the little things and the silly things that keep us apart from our fellow Jew. And on that note, I wanted to share one particular source because I think it's such a fascinating insight. And source number 15 from a sefer Darash Mordechai, from Rav Mordechai Druk, who was a great, great Talmud Chacham and Magid, really, in Yerushalayim. He died, I think, about 10 years ago. He was relatively young. I think he was in his 60s when he passed away. He was a legendary speaker. I think he used to, I don't even know how many speeches a day. Each Shabbos, I think he spoke 10 different shuls in Yerushalayim. He ran from place to place, from Vasikin till the end of the day, just giving shurim. Very, very talented and impressive family. He has a number of sons, I think, who are carrying on the tradition. There's one son in particular, I think, is also very, very famous as a Magid Shir and as a Darshan. Anyway, that's of Mordechai Druk. In his Sefer, Darash Mordechai, source 15, he asks the following shaila, right? A lot of people in this room, certainly for me, right, I often see you very infrequently, sometimes really only once a year. But I like you. You might even like me. I'm happy to see you. I'd love to schmooze. I'd love to say, hi, how are you? Or at least a shalom aleichem. But I don't do it. And I hope you know it's not because I'm rude. But it's a din in Shulchan Aruch. You're not supposed to say shalom aleichem. You're not supposed to say hello to people. He quotes, again, in source 15, he quotes the halacha, ein shela shalom b'tisha b'av. So we, I hope, all know this. Therefore, no one's offended by each other being what would otherwise be rude and unfriendly throughout the morning here. But he asks an obvious and powerful question. It doesn't make any sense. This is the one day a year where Chazal should have been metakein, that we should be super friendly. Every shul should be one big happy karbach minyan. We should be hugging each other and giving shalom aleichem and pats on the back. This is the day we should be going on the other extreme. We should be extra friendly to people. Aren't we trying to have the antidote to sinas chinam? And this is the one day, dafka, where we're told you can't say hello to people? You can't be friendly? You can't shmooze? It doesn't make any sense. I'm embarrassed I never thought of the question. It's so good. What a question. What an obvious question. So he gives an incredible answer. Really, really profound and insightful. And he points out, he's working off a pasuk in the Navi in Yirmiyahu in Perek Tes, Chetz Shachut L'shonam Mirma Diber Befiv Shalom Esreihu Yedaber Ubekirbo Yasim Arbo. In other words, the Navi is describing how people outwardly can be very, very friendly, but on the inside, right, not so much, right? Not so much. In his own way, the Navi is describing fakerai. People, you know, they act like they're your best friend. They schmooze it up with you, but perhaps in their heart of hearts, which is really where it's at, they're not. So says Rav Mordechai Druk, where it's underlined, Hu shoel l'shlom chavero, but beseter libo, hu choshev matay amus v'aved shemo. Okay, that's a little harsh. I don't know if we think about that for everybody, but we're fake friendly to a lot of people. L'chein ne'aseres she'la shalom b'tisha b'av, yom echad, one day a year, al tomar shalom, she'las shalom shalcha mizu yefes, as a way of reminding us, of getting us to look inward, about how fake and how fraudulent so often, ahai, how you doing, is. Mirma, instead, aseinu cheshbon ha'nefesh b'yom hazeh, shalom mitok ahava amitit. Or if I were to paraphrase and rephrase what he's saying is, Tisha B'Av is a day where we need a hard reset. This is the day where we dafka are separate from each other. we stop with all of the hi, how are you doings, and the thousand texts and emojis and all sorts of other things and gifts and whatever that's called, that we send to people, and updating our status 1,000 times and taking 1,000 pictures of ourselves and of everyone else. And all. We stop all of that, even though it's social media, right? It's all about being social and being friendly. But the truth is, it's almost all fake. And sometimes it's worse than fake. Sometimes it's disingenuous. Sometimes it's malicious and malignant. And therefore, he says, this is the genius of the halacha. Adrab, on a day like today, it's not about being unfriendly. Chas v'shalom. You should not be unfriendly. And there are all sorts of ways to be friendly, even the halacha today. But it's about stopping and being different and not... I want you to know something. I'm trying to remember exactly what it was, but I'm so used to, I guess, when you get on a phone call with someone, you know, someone says, you know, how are you? And I say, you know, great, Baruch Hashem. Anyway, I caught myself not long ago saying that, even though the person didn't ask me, how you doing? It's like, I'm on autopilot. And I'm sure I'm often asking people how they're doing or what's up or, oh, hi. We don't even think about it. Cut and paste is like a tremendous thing. You don't even think, sometimes we literally cut and paste, sometimes we're figuratively cut and pasting. Today is the day to take a step back from that. Adaraba, to withdraw from all of those myriad, we're a mile wide but an inch deep. We have 1,000 fake friends. Right? Now is the time to take a step back and to really be in touch with what does it mean to genuinely be a friend. If you're going to ask someone how they're doing, I hope you're well, or Shalom Aleichem should mean something. That's his insight. I think it's a fascinating insight, and I don't have anything better. So we're going to go with this. Because I haven't heard any other explanation for this halacha, because I think the question is so good. There's got to be an explanation. And right now, this is the best one I got, and I think it's actually a good one. Really fascinating. It's somewhat counterintuitive. But again, it's like when your phone freezes or your computer freezes. Sometimes you just got to do the hard reset. You got to start over. And Tisha B'Av, not only for Ben Amlamakom, but even for Ben Amlachavero, that's our hard reset.